You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of June 18th, 2012, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for two decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week I want to talk about a really interesting study that shows that fat in foods stimulates a natural chemical in your body that acts like the chemical in marijuana that gives you the munchies.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
So fats that give you the munchies,
yeah, basically some of the studies and the articles on the study are saying that, you know, fatty foods are giving you the munchies, basically.
There's a double whammy in there.
Yeah, it's a, you know, there's something happening in the body, natural chemical compounds called endocannabinoids.
Endocannabinoids,
yeah.
Cannabinoids
are in marijuana, and when you smoke it, you know, those chemicals come into your body, and then they are, you know, they stimulate something in your brain that gives you the munchies. Well, endocannabinoids are actually naturally generated in your intestine. And what the study found was that when they fed laboratory animals corn oil, this is one of the things I had to dig deep to find out what exactly, what oil are they giving these
rats? Yeah, that's what you have to find out.
To give them this. So it was corn oil.
Okay.
That when they were given corn oil, that what happened was these endocannabinoids were generated in the intestine. And that they then sent a signal back to the brain that stimulated this, basically like a gluttonous behavior with eating. The rats just got the munchies. They just wanted to eat more of this fatty kind of food. And what was interesting was when they gave them a protein meal or even a sugar meal, the same effect did not happen. So it only happened when they were given the corn oil. So, you know, and I would love to have seen a study where they did other kinds of oils.
I was going to say, let's give them some flax oil and see if that does anything.
Yeah, see if it does that, or even coconut oil or, you know, olive oil or something else that would show the same result. But they didn't do that. They used corn oil. And to be honest, I would have to assume that it's the processed kind of corn oil.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So it didn't give any detail.
It just said corn oil. I mean, obviously, that's what corn oil is. It's used in a lot of processed foods, and in fact, a lot of the studies were saying it's the kind of oil that's in, you know, that French fries are cooked in, that potato chips are cooked in.
Oh, okay.
So these are the kinds of foods that stimulate this effect in the body.
So it's oil that's used for fried foods.
Right, right.
Okay.
So basically the message that's coming out of the study is these kinds of fatty foods they're hijacking our bodies. They're creating chemicals in our bodies that make us want to eat more. And, you know, to me, this is another example of how food additives and processed foods create these very powerful chemical reactions in our bodies and our brains that inhibit our own willpower. They play havoc with our best intentions. When we eat these kinds of foods, we really have little, you know, much less control over what we're going to do, especially when it comes to what we're eating.
Right. The chemical imbalance just overpowers any possible
will. It does.
It
overpowers you. And, you know, so a lot of times, you know, people are saying it's a matter of personal responsibility. You're just supposed to eat less of these types of foods.
Right.
But if you are eating smaller amounts of them, if this is happening in your body, how do you fight against that? I mean, it's almost like you can't. So, you know, so you have to really just not eat those things. And what was interesting to me was in the article that I read about this study, so the next thing that they're saying this is exciting information that we're getting from the study, and the reason why they think it's exciting is because it opens up the door for a new drug to be developed that will basically block the receptors for these endocannabinoids so that you won't get the munchies. So you can still eat these foods but not get the munchies from them.
Okay.
And you know,
right.
So it's basically one of those, you can eat these foods and not get the munchies so you won't overeat, but that doesn't really address the fact that they have other negative effects on your body. You know, fatty foods clog your arteries.
Right.
They also stimulate fat storage. Mm-hmm. So you still gain weight from eating even smaller amounts of them. There was another study that I read that said it's not necessarily how many calories you eat, but what calories, what foods those calories are coming from. And there were definite clear studies where they found that people who eat potato chips and french fries, the same number of calories of those than they ate of something like whole grains,
mm-hmm.
that the people that ate the potato chips and french fries definitely gained weight, whereas the people that ate the same number of calories in whole grains did not gain weight.
Really?
Yeah. So
we'll have to do a podcast on that one study.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, what it's saying, what I feel like it's irresponsible, really, when you find out this kind of information about what a food does to the body, and then don't even try to make some kind of announcement about we should not be eating these foods, or, you know, these are really damaging to our body, it's causing these types of chemical reactions, but to just say, well, then let's just come up with a new drug to counteract that effect so people can still eat french fries and
right.
not get the munchies.
right.
So,
okay, yeah.
I'm sitting in a different world, I guess, sometimes when I read these studies, because I look at them completely different than mm-hmm. what the other scientists are thinking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, they're calling it exciting news that they can come up with a new drug.
Right. I mean, mm-hmm. really, and isn't the worst part of French fries the free radicals in them,
yes.
basically?
Yeah, that is the worst part of it.
Yeah.
It's the free radicals, they damage your cholesterol.
They accelerate aging.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dee, thank you for another informative week. This was Diet Science. We are the official weekly podcast of the Process Free America, a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. Check out all our other podcasts and plenty of cool articles and our message board at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.